Divorce rates are high in the U.S., but did you know that caregivers, those taking care of aging parents and family members, are particularly more susceptible to divorce?
80% of caregiving couples report a strain on their relationship. How can caregivers maintain healthy relationships? Here to help is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, good morning, and thank you for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So let's talk about the issues that people are struggling with, couples who are caregiving.
Sure. First of all, there's two types of situations going on. There's a situation where you or I, and I know personally that you were involved in these situations where you're caring for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, and so it becomes between the relationship between you and your spouse or partner. The other one is could be a spouse taking care of a partner, another spouse who has a chronic condition, dementia perhaps. And so in the first one, obviously, you're balancing family, children, guilt. It's always a big one, part of that. In the second one, you're looking at, situations where the person with the dementia or who's ill might feel like a burden. Some couples grow closer. Sometimes there's resentment that builds up. And so physical and emotional intimacy can suffer. And so there's lots of issues, but it's all depending on the situation you're in. Mm.
So let's take a look at the marital relationship, husband and wife. How can they keep their marriage solid and strong? What efforts they can do to keep that?
Right. So they say blood is thicker than water, but I think, the partnership between husband and wife or partners are a tantamount. And so you really have to think about, first of all, communication, key to any relationship. You really need to, you're going to come home from maybe caring for mom or dad. You're going to be in a situation where you're frustrated. You need to talk to your spouse about things. You need to bring things up. You need to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. You need to keep the romance alive. And that could be just small routines, having coffee in the morning, going for a walk at night, watching a show. You need to adopt a team mindset. So when I was caregiver to my mom, mom lived down here. And so when I couldn't take care of her, I would have my wife, Kathy, would go and take care of her, gave my mom a chance to complain about me, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Likewise, when Kathy's mom was, she was caregiver up in Philadelphia, I would go up with her. I could work from anywhere. And sometimes I was there for moral support. Sometimes I was there to actually help and do things. Mm-hmm. And so a team mindset, find the humor. In any situation, mm-hmm. if we wanted humor, all I had to do was my mom's senior community and not even announce that I was there, but just watch, and you get tons of stories that way. And then always, reach out for help when you have to. Yeah. I mean, that's also important.
Yes. Trust the people who love you, that they will want to help you if you explain that you're having a difficult time. What
right.
about if you are the caretaker of your spouse?
So here's one of the most important things is that, especially with dementia patients, people discount them as soon as they're diagnosed. They have a lot to contribute. So the most important thing you don't want to do is disempower the person you're taking care of. Mm. You still want to allow them to do the things that they're capable of doing without you kind of hogging everything, because that's a big issue. So you want to make sure you do that. You also want to maintain your social relationships. So my wife and I, we have mutual friends. We have our own groups. I'm in Rotary. She's in the Women's Club. It's important to keep those social relationships going, because they're going to be really important to lean on people. And you also have to recognize that relationships change. We've seen cases where divorced spouses will run to the aid of the others in situations. Mm-hmm. We've seen instances where a dementia patient in a nursing home who doesn't recognize their spouse anymore will start having a relationship with somebody in the nursing home. And Chief Justice Sarah Day O'Connor was an example of this. And she sort of, with her blessing, kind of let it happen because it was his reality. Mm. We've seen ill spouses who encourage others to go out. So it's a weird dynamic, but it's also the understanding that relationships change and you really need to adapt and understand some of the things that are going on.
That's hard, but
very hard. Yeah.
So are there any resources to help caregivers?
Well, there's three avenues here. So first of all, if you just need the help, there's plenty of home health agencies. It's the biggest growing profession that's out there. If you can't afford home help, there's volunteer organizations that are cropping up as well. And of course, if you have family, it's time to reach out and maybe put a little guilt on them to help share. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if it's a relationship issue, marriage counseling, or going, seeing a pastor for help. And also, Harvard released a study just a couple days ago about caregiving in the workforce. And they basically said employers are clueless when it comes to their caregiving workforce. And that's an important thing that we need to overcome. There's some enlightened companies that are doing things like giving access to caregiver advocates to people people can get on the phone and talk to, or looking at Medicare issues or fraud and abuse, big issue in elder care. So, you know, if your employer isn't doing things, or if you're not sure what they're doing, go ask and maybe raise the issue within your workplace. Mm. Sometimes that's a little risky, but the more you can do to get help, the less burden on you.
Mm. Anthony, great information. Thank you so much. For more, check out theagingexperience.com, theagingexperience.com. Again, great to see you.
Thanks.